This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Hageyani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is strongly bidding to host the 2036 Olympics, inaugurating 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi via video conferencing. Mr. Modi said that India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014. He said that his government has brought many changes and reforms in the field of sports like National Sports Governance Act and Khelo Bharat Niti 2025. The Prime Minister said that the sports model of the country is now athletic-centric. The 8-day tournament being held from today to 11th January is witnessing participation from across India with over 1,000 players competing as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that three new criminal laws will ensure time-bound justice from the Sessions Court to the Supreme Court by 2029. He made these remarks while chairing a parliamentary consultative committee meeting of the Ministry of Home Affairs at Sri Vijayapuram in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The minister added that by 2029, every state in the country will have a forensic university or a central forensic laboratory. Arunachal Pradesh's taekwondo athlete Rupa Bayor achieved a historic feat by becoming world rank 6 and Asia rank 1, a first for Indian taekwondo. In a social media post, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu called it a moment of immense pride for India, Arunachal Pradesh and the Northeast. Students of the College of Horticulture and Forestry, Pasighat, a constituent of the Central Agricultural University, Imphal, Manipur, showcased innovative agriculture and allied products on the Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana, remunerative approaches for agriculture and allied sectors, rejuvenation, including organic soaps, Chyawanprash, eco-friendly mustard seed, baby pillows, scented candles and more, all made from campus-grown resources. CHFRABI, Agribusiness Incubator students benefited from the AOP, Agripreneurship Orientation Program, and the RKVY Raftar, participating in hands-on workshops, receiving mentorship and stipends, developing prototypes from their innovative ideas, learning business strategies, and preparing products for potential commercialization. The Youth Mission for Clean River conducted a cleanliness drive near Energy Park, Itanagar, removing 1,800 kgs of waste from the Yagamso River as part of a clean-up drive aimed at restoring urban waterways. Jackie Telly Kamdar, the newly inducted governing body member of the National Rifle Association of India and General Secretary of the Arunachal Pradesh Rifle Association, has encouraged local athletes to pursue shooting as a professional sport. Speaking at the felicitation program organized by the Nirjuli Lekhi United Sporting Club at Nirjuli, Mr. Kamdar emphasized that shooting offers immense potential as an individual sport and also said that it is a game for everyone, regardless of age. The Pake Paga Hornbill Festival 2026 is going to be organized in Sejosa, Pake Kesang, from January 18 to 20. The festival will be a perfect blend of culture and conservation, celebrating local traditions while inspiring nature lovers to protect Arunachal's wildlife and natural heritage. In Manipur, Manipur police, in collaboration with other security forces, conducted a search and combing operation in Tamlai Telau in Imphal East District. During the search and combing operation, two pistols along with 91 live ammunition, one of 51mm high-explosive mortar and other warlike store were recovered. The combined force later sensitized the areas for public safety. A case has been registered and investigation has been initiated. The government has removed the condition of 3-year existence of a startup to avail the Research, Development and Innovation Fund. Addressing the 41st Foundation Day event of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research in New Delhi, Dr. Jitendra Singh announced that any new startup group that floats itself can come and avail this fund through DSIR. Leaders of Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council met BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rahman in Dhaka to express condolences over the death of former Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Begum Khalida Zia. Minority leaders of Bangladesh raised concerns over a rise in violence against minority communities in different parts of Bangladesh and submitted an 8-point demand to BNP Acting Chairman Tariq Rahman, urging its inclusion in the party's election manifesto. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.